Let's turn to the final bit of today's 1-2-3 show with Sadie Kay. She's back with her skewed take on life with her monthly humor column, Sharp Pains. And this one is called Homeschool.
There's a bear in there.
And a chair as well.
Open wide, come inside.
It's home.
School. It's
home.
School. It's
home.
School.
The schools are closed and the world's gone mad. Somebody ate a bat and now we're all working from home and trying to keep our kids entertained and educated. Whilst trying to have a Zoom conference somewhere peaceful, like the broom cupboard. As for homeschooling, it turns out I'm quite a strict teacher. By the end of day two, I'd already given our kids 143 detentions. No one saw this one coming. The trashy TV shows we watch about the apocalypse on Netflix never mention a worldwide shortage of loo roll or paper masks that at first glance look as if they're going to provide the same level of PPE effectiveness as sellotaping a paper plate on your conch. I'd always hope the end of the world would forge me into some kind of Buffy-esque lycra-clad, zombie-killing anti-hero. Not a shit primary school teacher. Mummy, how do you spell fur? Asks my boy. Use the dictionary, darling, I announce airily. I can't, he whines. Yes, yes you can. You just look it up in the dictionary. That's what it's there for. I enthuse like a demented Westworld extra. No, no, I can't. A dictionary is for finding out the meaning of words you already know how to spell. I can't look it up if I don't know how to spell it. He has a point. He's quite the cocky little so-and-so. For someone who doesn't know how to spell fur, whispers my brain. Okay, this is how you spell fur. It's F-U, and here I leave a longer than necessary pause. R. Thanks, Mummy. Thanks, Miss, I correct him. I'm your teacher, remember? Mummy, what's the difference between a seed and a pip? I fake an urgent phone call because I have no idea if there even is a difference. And vacate the classroom, which is also the kitchen. Daddy's in the broom cupboard on a Zoom conference, so I nip into the bathroom and close the door. A roll of kitchen roll sits on the toilet. Daddy's promised himself he won't use that again. He almost bled out the first time. I dry swallow a couple of Imodium. I'm not so much self-isolating and self-constipating these days. Our daughter walks in and catches me standing there googling Pip. What are you doing, Mummy? You're meant to be teaching us, she demands. Florence, what have I told you before? You must never come into the staff room.
Open wide, come inside.
Home.
School. It's
home.
School. It's
home.
School.
Thank you very much to Sadie for this month's Sharp Pains. This one's called Homeschool, and Sadie will be back next month with her humor column. It's the last Tuesday of every month. This one certainly brings back memories, quite reflective, and brings back memories of those days when we had to homeschool our kids. Hopefully this fourth wave won't be coming anytime soon, or not at all. Thank you very much, Sadie.